It's the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. And pleased to have with us this morning, President and CEO of TerraPower. That's Chris Levesque on the air with us today. Chris, as always, we appreciate your time. And it was good to see you and quite a few other leaders of TerraPower in Kemmer just last week.
Yeah, thanks, Duke. It's great to be on the show again. And it was nice seeing you last week. It was a really great day, I have to say. It was the first time we brought Bill, Bill Gates, our chairman, to Kemmerer. He was super excited to meet people in the community and see the site. Not only did we walk the plant site where the future natrium reactor will be, we were with folks from PacifiCorp and toured the coal plant site and talked to the workers there and, saw all of the equipment in the current Naughton plant, which Bill was super impressed with that. He was very complimentary of the energy workers that we have in Wyoming. They've been powering the country really for decades, and we strongly believe that most of those workers can move down the road to the Natrium nuclear power plant when it's built. So it was just a very good day all around. Governor Gordon spent most of the day with us, which we really appreciated. We had, mayors of both Diamondville and Kemmerer with us for a morning meeting, as well as Senator Barrasso, who's been a big supporter. Congresswoman Hageman joined us too. So it was, it's just a great day all around meeting with the community and the leaders. And, our feeling was that, people were really pleased to, have Bill come and show that commitment. And likewise, Bill, really left Kemmerer last Friday feeling really good about what we're doing there.
Chris, why has it been so important for you and TerraPower and now Bill Gates, as you mentioned, to attend to make regular trips to Kemmerer? And it's not just that you're coming, you're interacting with the public and you're meeting with people. Like you mentioned, you went to the Naughton power plant. In theory, you could build this thing and not really talk to many people. Why has it been so important for you and TerraPower to be meeting with people along the way so far?
Yeah, it's, I think in any project, you're impacting the community. You can't do it in a bubble, right? We need help from the community. These projects aren't easy either. There's a lot of regulation. There's a lot of infrastructure that needs to kind of grow around us. In fact, one of the things we talked about, and we have talked with Senator Dockstetter a bunch of times, is, there's some aging infrastructure around Kemmerer, like the wastewater treatment plant. So we have to, or housing for the construction workers. We have to do a good job communicating to the leaders, both government leaders and community leaders, about our schedule. So those infrastructure items, whether it's, some access road that's going to allow component shipments to the construction site or whether it's housing, we have to give people our best estimate of, how things are going to play out so that, the government leaders can do their job and that, private investors, let's say, in the real estate world can kind of anticipate, how many people are going to need to be living, in the area during construction. So, it's a partnership, and we take that really seriously. And one other, group I should mention is, we've consulted with the tribes too. We know we're working on, territory that's very important to the tribes, and we're trying to show a lot of respect for the land, and that's that's yet another stakeholder we have to stay in touch with.
Certainly. Chris Levesque on the air with us today, TerraPower CEO and president, and of course this Natrium nuclear facility appears to be on schedule for 2030 now. That was the update that was given. So give us an update on what to expect this summer at the site.
Yeah. So we are moving full speed ahead. We have almost 900 engineers working on the design. And this is yet another reason why these trips are important, because a lot of things aren't visible out on the site yet. So, you know, we have to show up every month or so. You know, Bill doesn't come that often, but Tara Nider, the project director, and I get to camera pretty often for updates, because we, you know, we want to make sure people know that we're expending a lot of resources on the design side. And, you know, design necessarily comes before procurement and construction. So even though you don't see much happen out on the site yet, we're hard at work, and, you know, we're spending a lot of TerraPower money, and the DOE is our partner. We're spending a lot of government money, you know, to advance the project. We were hoping to start construction, not on the power plant, but this thing we call the test and fill facility. It's basically a test facility for testing pumps that are going to pump liquid sodium, which is the kind of coolant we're going to use in the plant. We were hoping to break ground on that this summer. And, you know, this gets back to nuclear being a heavily regulated industry. The Department of Energy said we needed to follow a law that's called NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, which wasn't supposed to apply to the test and fill facility early on, and then they decided it should. So that's causing some delay. But one of the side meetings we had last week, and this was really why it was good to have all the government leaders together, is we had a meeting with the DOE and local leaders, and we were really trying to problem solve on that and try and get, you know, DOE to complete their, you know, their environmental assessment in time so that we could start construction, you know, this year before winter. Because, I mean, you know, the winter's there better than I do. If we don't start by fall, you know, there's a good chance we would have to wait till spring to break ground on that. So, you know, DOE's making their best efforts now to get this assessment done so we can start. So that doesn't affect, you know, let's say it does go into spring, that doesn't affect the end date for the natrium reactor. You know, it wasn't a kind of a critical item. The main reason we wanted to start, in fact, was just to show the people at Kemmerer that we're moving. So, like I said, that got a lot of attention with the government leaders and with, you know, kind of, you know, asking DOE to do their best. And, you know, we'll just have to see how that plays out in the coming months.
No, absolutely. Chris Levesque on the air this morning, president and CEO of TerraPower. Chris, it's been announced that TerraPower plans to build, what was it, 5 more natrium reactor facilities, if I'm not mistaken. And and so what is the timeline on when locations will be selected and chosen for those? I know there's quite a few communities around the state of Wyoming that are wondering if they're on deck.
Yeah, so that's really exciting news. So there were two announcements, maybe in about the last 6 months on this subject. So the first announcement was last fall. We made an announcement with PacifiCorp that this year, in 2023, we were going to study doing 5 additional units in the Mountain West. So, you know, Wyoming, Utah, you know, Rocky Mountain Power's region. We were going to study doing 5 more to come online by 2035. So that's 6 units. And, you know, that's really TerraPower's plan. We want to have, you know, many, many natrium reactors someday. But the Mountain West is an ideal place for us to build the first ones because, you know, we do have some coal plants that are scheduled for retirement. You know, there's a need for that power that runs 24/7. And then, you know, we've talked before, Duke, about natrium's got this unique ability where it can change its power quickly that other plants don't have. So it makes it, you know, really good for working with wind. When the wind goes down, we can ramp up the natrium power, and so we're really ideal for that region. So we're doing this study now with PacifiCorp, and Pacific Corp did one other thing recently, just maybe a month or two ago. They published their integrated resources plan. And, you know, we have the study for five additional one, but I would say the IRP, you know, their integrated resources plan is like a kind of a next level of planning, more detailed. And in their IRP, they actually plan for, they currently have three. So the aspiration would be to get up to the six, but already baked into their integrated resource plan is three units, in, you know, Wyoming, Utah. And it's not super prescriptive on the where yet. And you know, I'd say that's mainly a Pacific Corp decision, because they're, you know, they have their current units that are running in Wyoming and Utah. But we would expect, you know, those locations to, you know, become more defined in the coming months. And, you know, just like we did when with the first unit, you know, when we said, hey, we're going to do this unit in Wyoming, we don't know where yet. You know, we kind of went through a site selection study. We did, you know, we did public meetings in the four possible communities. You can imagine more of that kind of outreach happening, you know, between now and the end of the year as we look at the, you know, which sites and which communities make sense. And, you know, it won't just be our decision. It'll be, you know, how receptive, you know, are these communities to, you know, having a Natrium unit.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, thank you so much for your time. As always, we appreciate the updates that you give. Anything else you'd like to listen mention to our listeners here in Western Wyoming about the Natrium facility?
Just to, you know, say once more how welcome we feel there, how, you know, in Lincoln County, and how, you know, how much we appreciate that Wyoming has a high energy IQ. I mean, you all have been making energy for the country for, you know, for a century, and it makes it a great place to do this project. And it was great that Bill got to experience, you know, that feeling last week during his visit.
Chris Levesque, President and CEO of TerraPower. Chris, we appreciate the time, and I'm sure we'll catch up again soon.
All right. Sounds good, Duke. Thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.